You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Last night,
she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus.
To the Four Seasons to give us our final Christmas tune of 2020, and there it is. And it would have been just last night that Mommy kissed Santa Claus, but guess what, everybody? Daddy is Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm talking about. So anyway.
No infidelity there.
Well, it's a great song. It's well, that's the best group of the rock and roll era. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Look, James is a rare Southerner. He's not into rockabilly. He is all into doo-wop and the Chief and the Kings of doo-wop. Urban street corner music from the Northeast, from the Acela Corridor, is none other than Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
That's for sure. I tell you, there was never a group greater than that. And, I'll tell you another truth. Our broadcasting year 2020 was nothing short of riveting, as we mentioned at the top of the show. It was filled with incredible guests and exciting special presentations. We're quite proud of the content we were able to produce here at TPC in a year that will otherwise be remembered for all the wrong reasons. We have big plans for the coming year 2021 that will feature so many of our mainstay guests that we have all known to come and love over the many years, but also many more first-time guests and other new and interesting on-air series, and it's all going to begin next Saturday night. Next Saturday is the first of 2021, and we'll be here together as we have been here together for the past 16 years on TPC. 2020 was one to remember. It all started on January the 4th. We had our 2020 prediction night, and we had 8 different leaders to give their predictions on that first show of this year. We featured Jared Taylor, Ramsey Paul, Jason Kuna, Tom Kaczynski, Dr. Michael Hill, Paul Fromm, Brad Griffin, and Pastor Brett McAtee. That's how we started 2020. As great as those men are, and all of them are great, not one of them predicted
a pandemic
hoax, the likes of which civilization has never seen. BLM being able to riot with impunity for a full year, sack police stations, sack the downtown areas of Seattle and Portland and elsewhere, and not be brought to punishment at all. Election fraud to the extent that would overturn the presidential campaign of the United States. None of them predicted that. So because of that, we're not going to have a prediction series next week, the first show of the year. We're not going to do that again because who the hell knows what's going to happen, not just in 2021, but between next week and even January 20th of next year. As a matter of fact,
I'm voting for a resurfacing of Godzilla off the Japanese coast.
Our show next week is only on January the 2nd. That's 4 days before Congress meets on January the 6th to receive the electoral vote from the Electoral College. So we're not going to do a prediction. That just sets people up to fail. But we are going to have a great show for you next week. We're not going to do the preview show. That's how we started off this year, though. And then from there on, it went with so many of our favorite guests, the regulars, the usual suspects, the greats. We had our first departure from that on Valentine's Day. We had a ladies' night broadcast with Lana Lochtiff of Red Ice, Lacey Lynn, Kim, Courtney, and Janice. That was on February the 15th. And then from on, we went all the way into March, which was an incredible first-time special series. It was our March Around the World special series. We're going to do that again. And as a matter of fact, Congress is right about this. We have made so many friends amongst the nationalist leaders of Europe. We're going to have a great March Around the World in 2021. This year, we had Professor Andrew Fraser representing Australia, Paul Fromm from Canada, Nick Griffin, the former member of European Parliament from the UK, Henrik Palmgren of Sweden, Major General Zeljko Glasnovic. He is not only a former major general, a war hero from Croatia, but then at the time of his appearance, a member of parliament in Croatia, Dr. Tom Sunic of Croatia. And then from the March Around the World, we went straight into our Confederate History Month series. So many great guests during our Confederate History Month series. The 16th installment of our Confederate History Month series, we had that back in April. And then from there, we had, of course, you had the riots, the BLM, the Antifa insurrection. And that happened at the end of May, early June. We had Officer Jim Lancia, Mark Weber, Jesse Lee Peterson, Pastor Brett McAtee, Kevin McDonald. They were all a part of a series we had dealing with the insurrection of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Moving on throughout the year, so many different first-time guests. We had a special Halloween Election Eve show on October the 31st. And then, of course, you got into this period right after Thanksgiving, beginning with our special presentation live from South Carolina on November the 21st. A lot of first-time guests, all the way culminating with our year-in-review show tonight. The first-time guests, though, include Jason Bartlett, the South Afrikaner, who was marching across the country to raise awareness of the plight of his kinsmen. We mentioned Zeljko Glasnovic during our March Around the World, Paul Angel, Dissident Mama, Dr. Ed DeVries, David Cole. David Cole was an incredible first-time guest. He is, of course, the man behind the Republican Party Animal Book, David Cole of Talkies Mag. He is making the movie on Mel Gibson's father, the documentary on Hutton Gibson, a good friend of ours. David Cole made his first-time appearance on TPC earlier this fall. We're going to have him back on. We're going to be working closely with him, as a matter of fact, on the production of this film. Patrick Dino Ryan, another first-time guest. Sarah Dye, just recently. Liv Haida of WhiteDate.net. Reverend Jim Dowson. So many great first-time guests, and that's what we're going to be doing in the year to come. We're going to be talking with our favorites from years and years and years past. We're going to introduce to you more first-time guests, more special series, and so much more. So long as your support holds out, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, this is the last week to donate to our Christmas fundraising drive. Those who donate $100 or more will receive the book, Deus Vult, Handbook for Resisting the Great Replacement, by our friend Reverend James Dowson, and it's autographed to you. We'll be right back.
Regrets? Oh, we're all going to have them. Doesn't matter who you are or what you do. At some point, you're going to wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Well, we're looking back, ladies and gentlemen, on the great shows, the great guests, the great series that we have presented to you to the best of our abilities here on TPC 2020. If you're wondering, you may be wondering, which guest appeared more than any other during calendar year 2020? Do you know, Keith? Could you guess?
Jared Taylor.
No.
Sam Bushman.
All good guesses. All good guesses and all worthy of the honor. But in this case, it was a guest from California. And, you know, California has more...
Kevin McDonald.
Has more stringent lockdowns than any other state. And so this guest didn't have, obviously, anything better to do on Saturday nights. I say that tongue-in-cheek. He is a great guest. He's one of our most welcome. In fact, everyone you just mentioned could be included in that category. But, no, in fact, it was none other than... the one and only, making 7 appearances in 2020, Mark Weber.
That's right.
Mark Weber made more appearances than any other single guest in calendar year 2020. Out there in California, he was making monthly appearances throughout the duration of this lockdown. And in any event, Mark Weber, always great. And then, of course, one thing that not so many people will know unless they are a regular contributor to TPC, we had an incredible event down in Mississippi for our most distinguished donors back in July. Keith, would you like to tell them about that and what we did?
Well, James did what no one else could do.
In this whole movement, I might add, if I do say so myself.
He was able to pull off a major meeting in the COVID pandemic, supposedly, and whatnot, where everything was under lockdown. James did it. He's like the guy in My Fair Lady. They said, you couldn't do it. You did it. You did it. They said, you couldn't do it. And indeed, you did. Well, you did, James. You did it. And
we did it in style and in luxury, and it was a sold-out
event. Yeah, it was great, a sold-out event in luxurious circumstances. I tell you what, everybody that attended enjoyed it. It was such a welcome break from all this lockdown gloom and doom. We just ignored it, went ahead and had our meeting, and let me tell you, it was a wonderful meeting.
And, of course, it was
not a single person got sick.
Not a single person got sick before, during, or after. We know that to be true. And, of course, the only people invited, we keep our events to a close-knit community. Just the most proven of our regular donors get the invitation to our events. That was the case, as it always is. And I wish. July, but it was done in luxury, and we went to a very sacred place, hallowed ground indeed. Where did we take those there assembled?
We took them to Fort Pillow.
How did we take them there?
By bus.
And what kind of bus?
A luxurious Continental Trailway Stratoliner or whatever. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, it was better than the nicest first-class airline I've ever driven, and it felt like an airplane. It was the whole thing from start to finish. One thing you need to know about TPC, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a regular listener, and I don't mean that disparagingly, we're thankful to have you. If you're not one of our regular donors who gets invitation to such events as the ones we put on, I've been to all kinds of events. All the events of this movement are good. Maybe I'm a little bit biased. I think we put on the best events that this movement has to offer.
People say that this has a different vibe, a different feel from every other
Whether it's one of our conference anniversary conferences or the event that we did this summer, just to sort of break the monotony of a troubling year and take people to Fort Pillow and have a
It's not just a movement conference or a bunch of talking heads. This has the feeling of a family reunion whenever we have these meetings, and people love that, and we love it. We are, you know, it's not just trite wishful thinking. We really do consider our listening audience a family.
And they see us as that, and we see them as that. And it's
and it was just like a family reunion. I mean, it was the best family reunion you would have ever gone to. We actually had picnics in a state park and everything like this. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you for saying that, Keith. And Keith, I'll give credit to you. I mean, obviously, you are such an integral part of this show, and you are a glue that holds the show together, along with Sam Bushman, along with Jack Ryan, who we'll hear from in a moment, along with all of our listeners and donors. But I mean, obviously, Keith is a cut above. I mean, he's with me every week, nearly every week, unless it's a special circumstance when I'm on the road or he's out of town or just something unusual. Keith's with me every week. And, you know, Keith, I can't thank you enough for that. As we come to a year in review, another year in review, another final show of the year, you look back and you're thankful for the people who made it possible. None so more than you. And I know, you know, so many of these letters we have addressed to us tonight include your name, and rightfully so. And it's a tremendous honor to be able to do this with you, because we've made such a difference to so many people for so many years, and we hope that that will be something for years to come. This message from a listener in Knoxville: y'all are so precious to us. We pray for you daily and admire you greatly. So overjoyed by your new addition, talking about my third child, and setting an example for our people. You raise your babies in the enchantment of Christmas. Encourage wonder, faith, hope, love, courage, and family. And there is nothing they can take away from them, because their riches will be within them. The only way to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit is through our Lord Jesus Christ. A peaceful, joyous, faithful, strong person is the only real power. Well, she's certainly right in writing that, and I thank her for that, and she knows what a dear personal friend she is to us. We had a letter here from a Jay in Beaumont, Texas. I wish I could find that, because I'd sure love to read it before we run out of time, Keith, because all of this is due to you as much as to me and Sam and anyone else. Where is Jay's letter? Keith, hold court for a minute while I search.
Jane the Americans, we're looking for that.
At a little cafe just the other side of the border.
She was giving me looks that made my mouth water. Yeah, I remember that song.
Here it is. Well, you know, you sing long enough, you find yourself. Here's Jay in Beaumont. James and Keith, first, I wish to offer you heartfelt congratulations on the birth of your new baby girl. Well, that was something Keith and I both shared, in fact. Right. No, but thank you. Second, I want to wish y'all a very Merry Christmas. Enclosed is a Christmas present. And Jay sent us $100, and Jay is one of our top contributors in doing so. I'm always very impressed by the quality of your guests, but none more so than James Lancia. I read his book, Downtown White Police, several months ago. It's a very good book, and I recommend it to all TPC listeners. In his book, Mr. Lancia concludes that the leftists want to nationalize the police to give D.C. complete control over police departments. I would like to ask TPC's resident legal scholar, Keith Alexander the Great, if there would be any constitutional impediments to stop the left from doing this. Will leftists march? Will the leftists? Well, when you write these handwritten letters, I don't know that word. A likely method of accomplishing the nationalization of police go through consent decrees. We live in dark times, but it is comforting to know that we still have TPC speaking the truth. I give y'all a hearty rebel yell. Keep up the good work. Your Southern brother, Jay, in Beaumont, Texas. And Jay, I want to tell you, of all the letters and cards and gifts and everything we received this year, and they all mean so much, yours meant as much as any. Thank you so much for the kind words, the thoughtful letter, your contribution. And if you want to email me privately, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org, and include your mailing address, we would love to send you a gift in return for your generosity. I'd love to be able to send you a gift back. You didn't include your entire name and address with that, but we want to give you credit for it, and we want to send you something back if you're so willing to share with us that information. But Keith, take it away. Your response to Jay in Texas.
Well, the answer is obviously yes, there is a constitutional restriction. Basically, the Constitution sets out very specific things that are within the purview of the federal government. Everything else is reserved to the states. That's the 10th Amendment. That would include police. Furthermore, right after Reconstruction, Posse Comitatus Act was passed by Congress to make sure that we did not have a national police force like they're proposing.
We'll be right back, Jay. I hope that suffices. Thank you, Jay.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investigators say there's no further threat to Nashville after an explosion rocked the downtown area early Christmas morning. Nashville Metro Police Chief John Drake says they had bomb dogs sweeping the city and haven't found anything else. FBI Special Agent in Charge Douglas Korneski adding,
"We've also increased our footprint to work as quickly but thoroughly as possible. Our investigative team is turning over every stone to make sure we know as many details as possible to answer the question of who is responsible for this and also to understand why did they do this."
Sweden is reporting its first COVID-19 case involving a more contagious new strain of the virus that's rapidly spread in Britain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump unleashing on Twitter Saturday morning, sharing his thoughts on what he maintains was a stolen election. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, Mike Fortier has more on the story.
President Trump sending a series of tweets contesting the results of the election. He went after the FBI and the Justice Department, putting the word justice in quotes. He says they've done nothing about voter fraud, which he calls the biggest scam in our nation's history. He says they should be ashamed. Next, it was the Supreme Court's turn. Trump called the court totally incompetent and weak on the massive election fraud. He claimed to have absolute proof, but the Supreme Court doesn't want to see it. He then said there were millions and millions of corrupt mail-in ballots, and he compared our election to that of a third-world country. He ended by tweeting the words fake president. Twitter flagged each of the tweets, saying this claim about election fraud is disputed.
Since no one matched all six numbers in Powerball on Saturday, tonight's Powerball drawing is worth an estimated $341 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Perhaps as we begin to wean ourselves off of the incredibly inspiring and transcendent Christmas music, perhaps only here at TPC would you be able to hear a cover of the George Michael song Last Christmas performed by Russia's National Guard. And even I, yours truly, wouldn't have known about it had it not been for the one and only my compatriot and colleague and friend Jack Ryan recommending the song tonight. Jack, it's a day after Christmas, our last show of the year. How you doing? Thank you so much for spending much of the year with us on the air.
Christmas, and I want to wish all a good Christmas to you, your beautiful family, and all of our listeners. I actually had a pretty decent Christmas. My neighbors and friends that came in. It was a brutal rough year, but I just sort of found this song. The video is like it's even better than just the audio of this real strict military Russian Soviets doing this cover version of this gay Brit guy George Michael. He's sharing. I liked it. It was fun. So yeah, that's my musical selection. I'm sorry I don't have any new Christmas movies recommendations. We haven't had a pro-Christian Christmas movie since 1957, I think. The J Mafia doesn't particularly like. But one good news, one of the worst guys, Harvey Weinstein, got taken down this year, so he's not launching some horrible anti-Southern Christmas Day movie like Django Unchained. So
one down, a million to go.
Yeah, no, he went down and out on that. So I watched the whole beginning to end, Miracle on 34th Street. It just, you know, don't overwatch it, but it's really great, and it's a tearjerker, brings tears to the eyes. So, our great movies are in the past, but if we want to find some positive Christian music or just good politics, we got to look to Russia or Poland or the Slovakia, the Czech Republic. So that's what I'm increasingly doing these days.
You mean you can't look to Chicago? Because I know our very own owner, Sam Bushman, provided me with the story today about the communist Christmas in Chicago. What was going on with you yesterday, Jack, in Chicago on Christmas Day?
Chicago under non-COVID times is pretty rough, but we all of our politics has been taken over by the worst forms of Black Lives Matter. Homosexual, lesbian. Our mayor is a combination of both. She's a Black Lives Matter lesbian. So she does various things. If there's a traditional Christian church trying to open, she'll harass them and work on that. So, yeah, it's life is not great in Chicago and the state of Cook County, Illinois, the state of Illinois. We're under regular communism, they didn't have this added lesbian, homosexual stuff that's dominating and stuff. But yeah, that's life in the big city. You want to hear the totals for the Chicago?
Life in the big city is a not kid that see pills as orange. You know, I tell you, you never know what's going to be going on here in the studio. So here we are broadcasting live. Keith is meticulously peeling this orange as I dutifully listen to Jack's commentary.
Wrong.
What is it?
Grapefruit.
Okay, well, I've been corrected. That's a small grapefruit, though. Or is that average size?
Well, they're smaller when you peel all the peeling away, which is what I'm doing.
A And he's still doing it, ladies and gentlemen. Well, anyway, I wish we were on a television show, not radio, tonight. You could see how Keith meticulously. That's how.
It would be real TV.
Ancestors used to do a scalp, maybe. I don't know. Did we ever scalp anybody, or was that just the Indians?
I think the Indians did it. Of course, we've been blamed for it. Like everything else that they, everything bad that has been done by non-white people in the world, in history, have been blamed on white Gentiles.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, anyway, people, but how about giving a Mohawk haircut to my choice for Trader of the Year? I don't think we haven't introduced that yet.
Let's
like
get into
my,
that. Yeah, you know, Amrin right. used to do this. Right. Amrin, maybe they still do. And we got to give Jared all the credit in the world for running my 10-year review of Racism Smacious, written by Remy Tremblay of French Canada. Is that a word? French Canada.
French Canada.
He is a French Canadian from French-speaking Canada. Let's put it that way. Anyway, they sort of pioneered this Traitor of the Year. Who do you have, Jack?
Okay, well, first of all, I mean, I'm going to just toot my own horn a little bit. I was the one that convinced American Renaissance to redo the Insurrection Magazine Traitor of the Year. Insurrection Magazine was done by the author Wilmot Robertson, who wrote the tremendous book, The Dispossessed Majority. So that Traitor of the Year went on for about 20 years on Insurrection, and I talked in Amran to bringing it back. Some incredible traitors in there, Ted Turner, George Will, Jack Kemp, the list goes on, Rand Paul, as they went in. So this year's choice, I mean, it's a bad one this year, but it's also a career Traitor of the Year. It goes to Mitt Romney and the whole Romney family, and they are as bad a traitor, I think even worse than the Bush family. He was the only Republican senator to vote for impeachment of Trump on the Russian collusion, or just because these neocon Zionists got him to oppose Trump for trying to enforce our immigration laws. His father, George Romney, was the governor of Michigan in the late 1960s when black criminals just rioted and burned down the city and destroyed a beautiful city. My mom was raised in Detroit, Michigan. And then afterwards, George Romney endorsed the Kerner Commission that this riot and murder was just all the fault of systematic racism. And we needed all these programs. And he thought he was going to be the GOP alternative. Well, that was the end of his career. Regular people were sick of these riots and things like that. But this year,
one thing you didn't mention about him, though, Jack, is that in every presidential election, you could depend upon there being two candidates that didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of being elected. One was Harold Stassen. The other was George Romney. George Romney, like his son, was the most liberal of the Republican candidates each time. And each time he got beaten like a drum. He got beaten like a rug, okay? He got
beaten like a drum, but it's really sad. I mean, a lot of ones, and we have some really good, hardworking Latter-day Saints working on the show. They're good people, but unfortunately, this church, it has become corrupted that the enemies of our people, and particularly these neoconservative Zionists, like to use these clean-cut, wholesome LDS type of people as their spokesman for their wars and bad immigration. So you say, oh, it can't be all that bad if it's Mitt Romney and his wholesome family. Look how nice they are. And he took the knee for Black Lives Matter. George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, was a hardcore drug dealer that swallowed his meth and opiate heroin in because he was being arrested, and he died of an overdose. And this is Mitt Romney took the knee to support Black Lives Matter and George Floyd. It's just terrible. He's a terrible traitor, and you got to call him out on it, whatever you want to do. I don't think you should kill people like this, but just call him out. Get in his face. Give him a
and
Mohawk.
And the most alarming thing, Jack, is that this guy was the Republican standard bearer against Obama. You know, this
was
a choice. Obama,
president of the United States, and then
by the Republicans.
One of my favorite writers in the alternative dissent right is the British expatriate John Derbyshire, and he had his job to interview candidates for president, and he interviewed Mitt Romney, and he asked him about immigration, and Mitt Romney just said, "Well, to be honest, I've just never really thought about it." And how can you have a president of the United States that doesn't think about immigration or 20 or 40 million people that are diseased with COVID or Ebola or Islamic terrorists? And he's out there, and he just he had never even thought about immigration. And this guy was
You always have an answer for Mitt Romney on something like that. If he hadn't thought about it, just make reference to what the ADL's position is, and that will be Mitt Romney's position.
Right. He's an empty.
Jack,
empty
you got to quit making. You got to quit making good points because you're interrupting Keith from peeling this grapefruit over here, which he's now got quartered and squared. It's like it went from 1 to 20.
Drawn and quartered. I've drawn and quartered a grapefruit.
Quit saying things that makes Keith want to respond. I want to see him eat this thing. So just hang on here. We're going to have 15 minutes. Now, I already seen Keith eat beef tips and onions and
Prono pups and bananas. Let me see. Grapes. But never before. This is a first on the.
Where did you even find a grapefruit in the studio? I mean, where in the world in this radio station is there grapefruit?
I've decided to eat healthy.
Did you bring one in your pocket?
Yeah, I brought one in my car, and I decided.
I was going to say, I've never seen grapefruit in the green room before.
Well, James is eating fried fish and fries. I'm going to be eating a grapefruit.
And country fried Oreos.
That's right.
One of my favorite desserts. Hey, folks, the one and only Jack Ryan is with us for one more segment as we bring in the final show, our year review into Sharp Focus. Jack Ryan's back.
Bring in the clowns.
Time. Jack Ryan, everybody. Stay tuned.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody.
ladies and gentlemen, it is a sad thing for me to say that is the last of the Christmas songs we'll be able to present to you in calendar year 2020. It all began on the show of the live broadcast of November the 28th, which was a week after we were in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, for that fantastic presentation, live broadcast from South Carolina. We have been playing Christmas music for the last 5 weeks. It ends tonight, and it ends with that particular song. It has been a privilege and a pleasure to present to you our Christmas series over the course of the last month and change, and it ends now with Jack Ryan, our good friend. And I want to thank not only every member of the audience, not only all of our contributors and our donors, but certainly, the in-house crew, Keith Alexander, Sam Bushman, Jack Ryan. Without those three men, this show, it doesn't get off the ground on any given night. I'm so thankful for their fellowship and for their friendship and for their duty and for their honor and keeping this going. It's a labor of love. But with that being said, I want to remind you one last time that this is the last week of our fourth quarter Christmas fundraising drive. If you've not yet contributed any amount, helps more than you know, $5, $10, $25. But for $100 or more, you're going to get a signed copy of the book, Deus Vult, Handbook for Resisting the Great Replacement. It's signed by our friend and guest from earlier this month, Reverend James Dowson. Some of you have already received that book, including the one and only Jack Ryan, who, like yours truly, we don't ask you to do anything we don't do for ourselves. Jack contributed to our quarterly fundraising drive. I have done the same. I ask you to do the same. We have 4 days remaining. Please do so. Jack, the final segment is all yours from Chicago. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. I am thankful for you. I look forward to another year to come. 2021, we will still be here so long as God wills it and Jesus tarries. Jack, we send it back to you.
Well, it was a very interesting year, and I traveled internationally for the first time in 20 years. I just could not take this 24/7 presidential campaign that went 3.5 years with this horrible anti-Southern, anti-white, cult Marxist media every day. I just had to get out of here. So I went to Africa. I got caught in the COVID lockdown, but I was treated like a royal. And wow, I met so many great people in the Western Cape of South Africa. More beautiful European women smiled and were nice to me in 5 months in Africa than in the last 12 years in Chicago. So, I want to be patriotic and stuff. But if America's Chicago, like,
hey,
man, I'm out of here, man. Okay, if I get captured by Russian, those women cross country skiers with the guns and stuff where they shoot on stuff, man, I'm gonna give up. I'm gonna betray the Constitution. I'm gonna do some serious Russian collaboration, and I would be. I'll do that right there, man. So yeah.
Hey, hang on 1 second, Jack. One second. I gotta say, we received a comment from one of your listeners that Jack's best bit of the year when he was wrapped up in the barbed wire. Do you remember that particular live broadcast? You were broadcasting live and you got inadvertently tangled up in the barbed wire. I mean, anything can happen live on a radio. We've had Sonny Landham, the star of Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger, give a broadcast live from the OR right before he went underneath anesthesia for surgery. You never know what you're going to hear live on the air here on TPC. But between Sonny and Jack, it's a close competition.
I got my leg ripped up by hidden barbed wire. Okay, I mean, you talk about the mean things that our Black Lives Matter lesbian mayor, Lori Lightfoot, does to close churches and stuff. But they said you couldn't walk on the beach, and then they've hidden barbed wire behind these little reeds that you can't see them. You're walking. I'm just talking to you guys. I'm doing it. Man, I don't see anything. Oh, I tripped, and next thing I know, my leg is gushing blood. And that's life in the big city. So we got to be out there, and you got to be prepared for it. But the party goes on, and you just got
to
have
Country Road Take You Home needs to be your new theme song.
Yeah, no, it was a great and interesting year. But this COVID, life is weird enough and hostile enough under regular times. But these terrible cult marches,
we forget. It's bad enough under normal circumstances for those of us who have working minds and bodies and hearts. But You know, it's funny as we do this year in review show. I didn't forget, but I had not thought recently of the fact that you spent the majority of the first half of this year in Africa.
In Africa, yeah.
You come back and it's even worse. But you know, you look back on the year in review. Three things stand out, obviously: the COVID, hoax or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Black Lives Matter being able to sack cities and police stations with
right.
impunity and no punishment. Not only no punishment, but they get rewarded
right.
$10.6 billion. I think it was million or billion. I don't even know. Who the
billion.
Hell knows? A hell of a lot more than we've ever gotten. $10.6 billion
yeah.
dollars. They received. And then
who
the
are these crackpots in charge of big corporate America?
Election
that are
fraud.
Giving billions of dollars to. Bowel movements matter or whatever.
COVID, the BLM racket, election fraud. It's been a year for the books, 2020.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantee 2021 is going to be any better. It's hard to imagine it being worse. Is there going to be permanent lockdowns, permanent
yeah.
masks mandates? We'll see. But I guess all we can do is wait and see.
Well, I think that, I mean, the presidential elections bring out the worst in our country. In 1968, I was 7 years old, and that was like the chaotic. This year was worse than 1968. At least in 68, we had some people resisting this. There were rioters and the like, but the former Mayor Daley of Chicago put out the word that looters would be shot and killed. And we just didn't have anybody that did that. We had some volunteers trying to do their best, but we did not have any tough mayor or governor step up against these terrible riots and rioters. And it was brutal. I mean, I didn't expect that to be that bad as it was. But life goes on, and we're tough people, good people, and just to do the regular things. I really appreciate that great Christmas card that you sent me, James. Your family is just beautiful.
Oh,
you married a beautiful gal, and your daughter and son, they look great. So we're still here. You know, we're tough people. My father always said the bad things about Chicago builds character. Bad weather and corruption and crime. That's why we're the tough, virtuous people that we are. These bad things, it builds character.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, there's one connection between the 68 presidential nomination and this year's presidential nomination and election. You know what that is? Both of the evil in both situations arose from the same source. Cultural Marxists. We didn't even know there were cultural Marxists back then. We called them the New Left. They basically
right.
sabotaged Hubert Humphrey's election so he would lose and they could gain control of the Democrat Party, which is exactly what they did.
I want to say again, with only a minute remaining in tonight's broadcast, it has been a privilege, a pleasure, an honor to be with you, ladies and gentlemen, our listening audience, this year. Our 16th year on the air, if you can believe it. Jack Ryan, Keith Alexander, Sam Bushman, the rest of the staff and crew, I salute you. I love you. To all of you who have given, to all of you who have tuned in, don't forget, still just 4 days remaining, please give to our Christmas fundraising drive. If you appreciate the work of this show, we appreciate your prayerful and your moral support, but that doesn't pay the bills. Your financial contributions do, and we would appreciate that just as much. Had a chance to sit with Red Ice and Ramsey Paul this week, the week before Christmas. Check those out on YouTube. Jack, a minute remaining, the last minute of our broadcasting year. It's all yours. Who is going to be the president on January 21st?
I'm afraid that the forces of darkness have prevailed in this particular there, but I mean, this senile old guy, like, you know, how long is he gonna last? Who's gonna be the president in April of this year? It's gonna be that fake black woman that swept her way to the top, Kamala Harris.
Well, it might be her, but then on the other hand, the Chinese communists may want Biden in there because he's such a known commodity to them.
Well, you know, Biden, we were joking to the commercial break, they could build a fake White House and tell Biden he's the president and he'd never know the difference. We'll wait and see how it turns out, but there's only one way to do it. You got to wait until next year as the story continues. What a great 2020. Hey, Happy New Year, Jack. We'll talk to you next week. Our last broadcast of 2010 will turn into our first broadcast of 2021. It'll happen next week. We'll all be here, God willing, and as I said, Jesus tarries. Love you, Jack. Love you, Keith. Sam, happy New Year, everybody. Auld Lang Syne and all that. Hope to be here with you a week from now. Donate to thepoliticalcesspool.org and make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. Send Keith to Washington if you have a few extra shekels.
That's right.
If Santa lets a little extra in your stocking, Keith wants to go to Washington on January 6th. Good night. No, in all seriousness, Godspeed. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2021. I'm James Edwards. This is The Political Cesspool. I love you. Good night.